Proclamation number 7610 of 29th of May, 1960. Right or wrong will. You could already achieve the transformation into love in a short time if only you seriously thought about your purpose on Earth and also reckoned with a quick recall. Then you would direct your thinking more spiritually. You would live more responsibly and thus also fulfill the commandments of love for God and your neighbor, always providing you are of good will. For it depends on the direction of your will whether it still belongs entirely to God's adversary or has already turned towards God. In the latter case, God takes hold of the human being and constantly gives him strength to ascend, and then his thinking will also be right. And this turning towards God is innermost experience which no human being determines, which even God's adversary cannot prevent, which the human being does himself of his own accord and which alone is decisive for his spiritual progress. For this will turn towards God now also enables a supply of strength from God's side. And then the contact is already established, and this is also a guarantee for the change of being into love. For the influx of strength from God means the illumination of God's love, which will have such an effect again that the human being's spark of love will ignite at and grow into a bright flame, because the strength of love will not remain ineffective. For this reason, however, it is necessary that people receive the knowledge of God, of his infinite love, wisdom and power, so that the human being himself can adjust to it, so that he can turn to him if his will is good. Everything else is taken care of by God himself in his love, because he knows that the human being is weak and will never be able to ascend to him on his own. But the human being's goodwill is enough for him to supply him with the necessary strength. And thus the human being is faithfully guided through his earthly life, always in such a way that it serves him to accomplish his change of nature, that he learns to recognize God and can turn to him. Yet his will remains free, he will neither be forced by God nor by his adversary. He is to decide for himself and, if he makes the right decision, can reach his aim in a very short time. For the will turned towards God now guarantees him his help in every way, and therefore it is not difficult to find and travel the path into the kingdom of heaven, because he can always be certain of God's support, who truly does everything to regain his children who were once lost to him. Only the will to unite has to come forth from the human being himself, because the being itself had once separated itself from him even in free will. But that the human being can achieve it in an earthly life, however short, is certain and therefore also the thought comforting that every human being can reach his aim if only he wants it himself. Life's fate takes his nature into account, and God always helps in his love where the human being threatens to fail. He cannot compulsorily correct a will which is completely turned away from him, and then the human being will go to ruin. Then he will have to accept the consequences of a wrong will, which are truly extremely painful but cannot be avoided according to the law of eternity. The human being has full freedom of will, and he should only use it in the right way. Amen.